St Andrews is famous for many things. It's the home of golf. The old course and the Royal and Ancient Golf Club by the sea, some of the most recognisable images in world sport. It's also famous for being home to the university where Prince William and Kate Middleton met for the first time as students. But now the university is staking a different, more down-to-earth claim to fame. Scientists here have developed a pocket-sized test to see if a particular batch of whiskey is fake. Here's how it works. One of the scientists, Praveen Ashok, places just a drop of the whiskey in a tiny ridge on the glass. A laser beam shines through the sample, and a computer sensor linked to the glass says immediately whether it recognises the sample or not. This one is genuine. Try it again by diluting it with water, and the computer warns it's fake. Whiskey is a multi-billion dollar business. The famous brands are expensive to buy and lucrative to try to fake. Industry representative Campbell Evans says counterfeiting is a big threat.
Scotch whisky can only be made in Scotland, and it's vitally important we protect the industry so we don't find fakes appearing around the world. Because somebody buys a fake product and doesn't like it, they may never buy the genuine article ever again. We have five in-house lawyers whose job is to stop anybody who puts brown liquor in a bottle and pretends it's whiskey when it's not. And we can have up to 70 court cases on the go at any one time.
But it's not only lawyers who may find the device has valuable applications. Kishan Dalakia, one of the scientists behind the research, says it could even save lives.
We think it's a real public safety and health concern. You know, people lose their lives. For example, in India, many people lose their lives because people tamper with alcoholic drinks and toxicology, and they make additives that basically have, I think, resulted in people's deaths.
Kishan and Praveen hope they've struck gold and found a device that could not only help distillers cut down on fakes and counterfeits, but also save lives in the process. Their challenge now is to get the device out of the lab and into production. Dominic Laurie for VOA News, St Andrews in Scotland.